From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this week I'm talking with John Wright from the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra. They're in concert tonight at 5:30 at the Contemporary Art Center of Peoria. John, good to talk with you.
Good to be talked to, Nathan.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra and the genre or genres of music you play?
Sure. The music business tells us we have to indicate what it is you do or what sort of art it is you're presenting. So the moniker that we've sort of formulated over 6 or 7 years that we've been active is Art Rock Fusion.
Okay.
Now, that's changed a bit. At one time it was jazz grass, which we still do, but it's all an effort to sort of describe the kind of music that we create. We recently got a write-up in Downbeat, so the jazz fusion became more prominent in the description because Downbeat's it's a jazz magazine, so we wanted to emphasize the jazz in the description of the music that the band creates. That's a general overview, I suppose.
Well, I was looking over the bios of some of your band members, and it seems like collectively you've got a really eclectic range of musical backgrounds. And does that play into your compositions and into your performances as well, drawing from all of these sources and not strictly jazz?
It does. And the music that the band makes really wasn't by too much intelligent design, honestly. It came together. I formed the band about 6 years ago, maybe 7 years ago now, with Danny Hill, the guitar player, out of a desire to write and record and perform more challenging instrumental music. That's where it started, okay? So that was about our only mission statement. We wanted to write, record, and play music that was, challenging for us and, more thrill for us to try and execute, right? Just like any artist trying to create whatever it is they're trying to create. My wife joined first year of the band playing fiddle, and gradually we realized we had vocal abilities, so we started adding vocals. So I think any band is, if people have equal contributions, which we essentially do, it just becomes the sum of its parts. So you have four sort of individual people that all are bringing their own aspect of their own outlook to the music, and it's just going to come out as like I said, as a sum of all those parts. And hopefully that answers your question. It's really just as a result of all of us getting together in a room with ideas and seeing what happens.
Right. So it sounds like the music is a natural outgrowth of the interests and the influences of the band members. It's not like you put a band together with the intent of creating a jazz fusion album.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. There was no the most we thought about in regards to what we were going to do was we knew we wanted to write slightly technically challenging instrumental music, but that's as far as we went in the thought process. But everybody seems to have, their foot in all kinds of different types of music. Our guitar player, Danny Neal, is a really, 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 really good country bluegrass player, but he's also an amazing jazz and rock player and composer, too. I didn't even know that about him when I started the band. I had no idea he could write really, really good sort of jazz-influenced composition. So it just sort of came together by happenstance that way. And it's also not one artist being backed by, by a band. It's definitely a collaborative effort. I prefer it that way. I prefer working with people that have ideas,
And I know this isn't your first performance at the Contemporary Arts Center. Can you talk a little bit about how you first connected with them, how you found them or they found you? What was the genesis of that relationship?
Well, it's a great relationship. I'm quite certain my wife, who does quite a bit of booking for the band, probably found the Art Center and connected with William.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember exactly when our first gig was there, probably 4 years ago, maybe. So it was just a matter of us getting in touch, and just like any band trying to communicate. And William seemed to like what he heard, so he booked us, and it's been getting better every time we showed up, which is a nice curve. That's what we like to see.
Yeah,
people showing up.
Yeah, I was going to say, you keep coming back. So what is it about that venue or the people that are attracted to that venue that you enjoy as a performer?
A lot. As a performer, especially doing this kind of music, we have to seek out appropriate opportunities. And that's finding your audience. And that's true with any band, any type of art, any type of product you're trying to sell. So with what we're doing, the Art Center and the people that go there, it's a listening audience. One, they're there to hear music. They're there to sit down and listen, which is a very valuable thing. And it just seems like the vibe in there is right for what we do. And we've never had a bad gig or a bad experience. So maybe that answers your question. It's a good fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one thing I was curious about is I see that you've just released your sixth album, and this is a band that has only been together 6 or 7 years now. That sounds like a really ambitious pace for putting out studio recordings. A lot of bands, they'll play for 3 to 5 years before they even get the first one out, and you've already got quite a discography with the band.
Well, part of the art for us is creating recordings in a studio. I have a studio that I run, and so we kind of do all that stuff in-house. So I enjoy it. The band enjoys it. We enjoy going into the studio. We enjoy the process of writing and creating. So that's just part of our mission statement, is to continue to make new recordings in addition to playing live. And I should also mention that two of those discs were cover discs.
Okay.
So they didn't require a lot of work. The genesis of the band, going back, 8 years, was actually just a blues rock cover band, which, again, our guitar player Danny Neal knows about 3,700 songs, and they're all in his Rolodex in his head. So he had a bunch of songs, and we would just back him up. So what we did the first year the band was around is we just went in and it only took a couple days. We just knocked out a couple albums of covers. And that was before we released our first all-original recording, which is called Looking for a Little Strange. So in reality, you're looking at 4 all-original discs over the course of 6 years, which is a more reasonable output, I think.
And for those who don't know, you are based in Minneapolis, so can you talk a little bit about, how much time in the course of a year are you on the road? And give us a picture of that whole aspect of being a working band.
Well, we're on the road as much as we physically and financially can be, because the one thing that hasn't changed in the music business, and quite a bit has changed in the music business over the last 15 years, 20 years, is playing live in front of people and gathering your fans in that fashion. That equation is the same as it was back when Elvis was going on the road, right? but to answer your question more specifically, I'm going to say we're on the road. Oh, this year is pretty busy, It really varies from year to year, Nathan. I'd say, a couple months solid, or 3 months solid, of traveling, I'd say. 2 to 3 months solid of traveling, and the rest of it's sort of based around Minnesota. But we did 18,000 miles in 1 month in 2014.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous. We went out to Vermont and back, then down to Chattanooga, then over to North Carolina. We might even have hit Peoria in that trip. I don't remember. We probably did. But touring for us is a vital part of how we're expanding our audience. An essential element, like I said, it always has been in the modern music business, but probably even more so nowadays. In order to gain fans, you have to sort of be in front of them.
Yeah, it sounds like you have to go out and find the people who want to listen to your music, the people who are interested in the kind of things you want to play.
Correct. Right. And, again, that hasn't changed. Bachman Turner Overdrive had a great business plan when they were starting. If they got airplay, let's say somewhere in Nebraska, they'd hop in their van and they'd drive to Nebraska and play in that town. Then if they got airplay in Maine, they'd turn around and drive up to Maine from Nebraska, and that was kind of how they worked it. At one point, the Allman Brothers only had 2 gigs. Fillmore East and Fillmore West, right?
Yeah.
Both by, I forget the guy's name, the promoter, Graham, I think his name was. So they played the West and they drove to the East. Not very good routing, but, you know, it worked out for them. They got the records out of it.
Well, we've been talking with John Wright from the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra. They are performing tonight at the Contemporary Arts Center in downtown Peoria. It's part of the CAC's Live at the Five Spot concert series. The concert begins at 5:30. John, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me on, and look forward to the show. And, you know, let's have everybody come down and say hi.
All right. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can listen to an extended version of this interview by subscribing to our podcast at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About. Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio by visiting our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.